Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, February 22nd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up 0.75 cents at 4.11¾. We rallied the corn. We did make a new contract low overnight at 4.07½, and then bounced back to close the evening session just a little bit higher here. We could be looking at a possible key reversal. Since we had a contract low, we would have to close over yesterday's high of 4.19½. So we'd have to rally, a good 8 cents more to get that done. That would seem a little bit tough, but who knows out here. We did sell 126,000 metric tons of old crop sorghum to China. So at least a little bit of some kind of Chinese business out here. The wheat market was up 6¼ cents, 5.89½. March beans down 2½ cents at 11.58¼. We're about 13 cents away from a contract low in the beans as well. Why has the wheat been so strong? We had the key reversal 2 days ago, followed by a nice rally yesterday late to close higher, and then up 6½ cents here this morning. What's behind all this, considering Russia is just fire selling, wheat around the world at very low prices? Why is our wheat rallying? The only thing I can really come up with is that President Biden tomorrow might put some sanctions on Russia that actually have some teeth to them. We'll have to see, but the wheat market looks like it'll be something significant, so hopefully we'll see that. Bean market making lower prices overnight, not quite testing the contract lows. We have the crude oil down 54 a barrel now. That's a dollar off its highs. Meal and oil were just slightly lower overnight. The Argentinian Rosario Grain Exchange says that the corn production is going to be down from 59 million metric tons to 57. Soybeans down from 52 million metric tons to 49.5. Yeah, dryness in Argentina continues today, but it looks like they should get good rains over the next 4 to 5 days. I think really the big question for this market is, what is Biden going to do on the sanctions tomorrow? We'll have to keep an eye on that. Exports are delayed till tomorrow because of the holiday on Monday. So, there's not a whole lot of fresh news out here. Stock market is close to making new highs out here. I don't think that'll have much of an impact on the grain markets. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.